it and drown the pain. I went and built my house on a flood plain. I didn't mind getting caught in the rain. I tipped my bucket and drown the pain.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Morning, this is Claire and Kate with your 9am Zedlines.
In local news, many are worried about the declining number of horse farriers in the state amidst an increase in horse owners. This is said to be due to a lack of training accessibility. The Australian government's MySkills website states that there are only 5 formal training programs across Australia. Farrier Dan Morgan said an alternative way to become a farrier is to learn from an existing one, but finding someone to work with can be a challenge. Craig Jones, a farriery instructor for the University of Queensland's course at Gatton, said that a farrier or horse therapist is crucial in providing electromagnetic pulse treatments to help the horses heal from injuries. He said farriery was a rapidly evolving field. Keeping up with industry changes can be challenging without proper training.
And an outbreak of red fire ants has been discovered in an equestrian centre 5 kilometres north of the Queensland-New South Wales border. The National Fire Red Ant Eradication Program said that while the Talabudra Valley nest has been destroyed, surveillance of the surrounding Gold Coast hinterland is ongoing to monitor if the ants have spread. Invasive Species Council spokesperson Rhys Pianta warned that fire ants are now within the range of New South Wales, and the organisation is calling for increased annual funding to control the spread. Fire ants have venom capable of killing livestock and susceptible people, leading the New South Wales government to commit $80 million to their eradication.
In national news, propolis may be a new source of income for Australian beekeepers. The substance, also known as bee glue, is a sticky, resin-like substance used by bees to sterilise and seal gaps in their hives to protect against the elements and predators. Queensland beekeeper Murray Arkadief said that propolis is an antimicrobial, antifungal and antiviral material. University of the Sunshine Coast chemist Trung Tran said that despite there being a large-scale propolis industry overseas, Australia is yet to see commercial production. Hive and Wellness Australia has conducted studies alongside USC in efforts to discover where in Australia the best propolis may be produced. The government-funded Australian Propolis Project also aims to support industry growth.
And the South Australian government announced an 8-week-long anti-smoking and vaping campaign over the weekend. The $2 million endeavour will include ads on social media, online platforms, radio and outdoors, targeting mainly 15 to 25-year-olds and parents of 10 to 19-year-olds. This movement comes after the South Australian government said e-cigarette users aged 15 to 29 increased from 1.1% in 2017 to 7.8% in 2022, with Cancer Council South Australia reporting that children who vaped were 3 times more likely to become tobacco smokers. Health Minister Chris Picton said that many young people are unaware of the dangers of vaping, and that a separate 12-week campaign will launch in future to target smoking.
In international news, scientists believe that a group of sharks exhibiting erratic behaviour may be feeding on discarded packages of cocaine dumped off the coast of Florida. The US Coast Guard has recovered $186 million worth of illegal narcotics from the area in the past month. Hammerhead sharks were observed swimming crazily towards divers, while a sandbar shark was seen swimming in circles, focusing on an imaginary object. Preliminary testing involved scientists dropping dummy packages overboard, of which many sharks consumed in totality. Marine experts plan to conduct further tests by taking blood samples in coming months. This is not the first instance of aquatic animal drug use. A previous study showed that some fish living in polluted inland waterways had become addicted to methamphetamine. Scientists state that this serves as an important reminder to all humans.
For your weather today, Brisbane is a little nippy, much like a shark on cocaine. It's currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 20. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. And that's all our news for 9am. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.